Lynn?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, you said you didn't know where Delight was. I was going to tell you, unless somebody's already told you.
No.
All right. Well, you go, like, go to Arkadelphia. Don't go out there to the DeGrave. Take that road southwest out of Arkadelphia, and you'll go through Hollywood, Delight, and then you'll, you know, Murfreesboro, Nashville. That's where
it's down there by. It's down there by the Queen, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty far back from the, from the Queen, but you're probably about 25 miles from Arkadelphia when you get to.
It's
the road
down there.
Help you down that way. But I was going to say this.
I see it.
It wouldn't fit. Delight or Hollywood, none of those would fit your standards of a redneck town because they don't have a Dairy Queen or anything like that. But Hollywood has a business that makes...
Hollywood,
Arkansas.
Did you know there's Hollywood? Yeah. Never heard of it.
Well, there's a business there that makes NASCAR motors and ships them all over the country.
No way.
He is known throughout the NASCAR industry. I don't know the guy, but he makes NASCAR motors in Hollywood, and you'll miss the whole town if you blink your eyes. But
you're telling me there's a Hollywood, Arkansas?
Pardon?
There's a Hollywood, Arkansas. It's a city?
It's a little bitty town, white spot in the road.
Is it a community?
Yeah,
is it a town?
It's a voting place. You get on Arkansas map. You go out.
I'm looking for that. It's not showing a Hollywood.
You go southwest, and you'll go to Oklahoma, and you're going down there a little ways. There'll be Hollywood, and there'll be light, and... You're going to eventually get to Murfreesboro and...
I'm surprised never got votes with Star City because they call it Twinkle Town. That in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's there, and I promise you, you check it out.
I'm Googling it. It's not showing.
There is a business in Hollywood that makes NASCAR motors, and he's known all over the NASCAR industry. Ships them all over the country.
Hollywood.
Channel 7
I think I found it. The first Google map did not show it.
Uh-oh.
Small.
It's little. It really is. Get a Arkansas Highway Department map. You'll find it, and it's down there. So, anyway, that's where Delight is.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, boy.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. It's near.
So, what's our reigning redneck capital?
It's
Arkadelphia. No,
Fordyce.
And well deserving. I can't remember ever going anywhere and getting a reception, going to the mayor's house, which is a more or less a fallout shelter for nuclear attacks.
With a bar.
Did you think about Ball Knob? What do you think about that?
Now, what's if you had to narrow down, what's the one sort of deciding factor between country and redneck? Is it just one thing?
Ascots.
Is it like just a way of mind
ascots.
Kind of thing?
Ascots.
Yeah, if you were an ascot, you're country.
Jason Peterson said from Channel 7 said Pam Smith did a story on the guy there.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know if that's in our listening range or not, though.
Yeah.
It says Clark County.
He said, is it Halle Wood or Holl?
I went Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Here's a redneck. Good morning, redneck.
Wes Sutton's granddad is from Hollywood.
Hey, redneck, are you there?
That's unbelievable.
Hello, is anybody on the phone?
I am on the phone, Tommy. How are you?
Jamal!
He's
good morning, America.
The Iraqi redneck.
Iranian.
Well, the first thing I thought was Sheridan, as soon as...
You get it right the first time before you accuse me of anything.
I apologize.
What's up, Jamal?
Thank you. I just got to tell you guys hi. Been a while since I've talked to you. And Tommy, I agree with you. I think Eric Clapton should be the one.
Yeah, we're going to have the editor from Rolling Stone on today, and I guess they do this every 10 years. They update their top 20 guitarists.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah, if Eric Clapton's not on the list, I'll...
I think I agree with you 100%.
I'm looking at this list. We won't give it all away, but it's hard to believe Stevie Ray Vaughan is 12th. I mean, it shows how many great guitarists there are on this list.
There's one thing they have in common here that I'm going to ask the guy about later. But
they sure are, but Tommy, you're right. Eric Clapton
can play.
That should be on top of the list.
He's right up near it.
But anyhow, guys.
Hey, it's nice and cool down there in the Hot Springs at J&S Italian Villa. Go in, take a load off, take a shot, and have a meal.
Awesome, but it is warm already.
you're right. It's already warm outside.
Yes, it is. And I think I surprised you calling you so early in the morning. But hey, I'm an early riser.
Early riser.
Oh, Paul, Chimura, are you listening to that?
Yeah.
Chimura.
Did you hear that? Chimura just wrecked his car.
Yes.
I am early riser, but I wanted to call and say, guys, thank you for everything. You're awesome. I enjoy the show. I listen to it every day, and I love you guys.
Well, get on down there and get some good Italian food and say hello to Sean for us.
I sure will do that, and I appreciate it.
See
All right,
buddy.
Jamal. There you go. There's your Iraqi. Record.
Gary in Hollywood says, hear you loud and clear in Hollywood. That population 45.
Is that what it is?
Salute. I cannot believe we've done
the
show for 8 years.
We got somebody from Hollywood on the phone.
We've never heard of Hollywood.
Philip.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, guys, trying to tell you how to get to Hollywood. And yet you're going through Oklahoma, and you're lost by then. but out of Arkadelphia, 26 and 51, run west. They split up, 51 to take you to Oklahoma, 26 Highway to take you to Hollywood, and the guy that fills engines is Keith Kraft.
Keith Kraft?
Kraft engine? Kraft motor?
Yeah, bills for NASCAR, drag racing, anything you can imagine.
Huh.
Yeah, and he's, you know, younger than I am. He's like probably around 49, 50 years old, and he has an amazing business at the crossroads. Used to be an old store, the Hollywood store, and he turned it into a shop and has done really well with it.
Do you have a cafe in Hollywood?
Not anymore. There's a couple of churches, Keith Engine Building Service, and a little fire department. That's about the end of it.
You've got a fire department. Well, you'll need it down there.
And a post office.
We had never heard of Hollywood, Arkansas before. Been doing this for 35 years.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
You'll have to come check it out sometime.
You'll
just have to drive through. There's no reason to stop unless you go see Keith.
But. I guess we ought to come in the daytime, huh?
Probably so.
All right.
Tonight.
Hey, well, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening.
Well, they can't miss in Hollywood.
And that's something.
Hollywood.
A couple times we'll have Rex in there. He doesn't like doing it anymore because I guess it puts him on the spot to say, throw a name of a city out there and, you know, see if he knows where it's at. And I think there are other cities out there like that. We've named a lot of them before, but it's surprising that we've never heard of Hollywood. And Wes Sutton's dad, prominent attorney here, a longtime attorney here in Little Rock, is from Hollywood.
Wow. Classic.
Did they go to Hollywood High School?
No, I doubt they got a high school.
Hollywood High.
He got England,
like
London.
A movie.
Isn't there a London? Is there a London? Arkansas?
Oh, yeah, there's a London,
Moscow.
A Paris.
Egypt,
Paris.
Is it Egypt?
Moscow.
Is it Egypt or Moscow when you're going to South? They're going to
Moscow.
To Moscow.
Yeah. Moscow.
You got Houston. You got
Where's
Paris.
Houston at?
Houston's over by Y Mountain. I know where that's
Where's
at.
Paris at?
Paris is on the way to Russellville, isn't it?
That's where it is.
Well, that's my guess. Is on it. I remember seeing the Paris exit, or maybe that's Paris, Texas.
No, I mean, I know these places exist. I'm not going to claim to have been there.
Can we find a community and actually see if we can name it Tommy Smith?
Just
Are you
name
crazy?
It. Just claim it. Just plant a flag
yes,
and just
yes, right
ride a horse. Just plant the flag.
Are you crazy? Dustin, what's up?
I'll tell you what.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Paris, Arkansas is the gateway to Mount Magazine, boys.
All right, good. I knew it was up that way somewhere. What's up?
Nothing much. I can't believe you boys ain't ever heard of the big spanking city of Hollywood, Arkansas.
Well, we're just, we have shortcomings as Southerners.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, it's a four-way stop sign, and I'm not kidding you.
We got the name? How did it get the name?
Well, I don't know about that, but I can tell you that it is. But if you know where Amity, Arkansas is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go from Amity to Arkadelphia down Highway 8, and you get about halfway down, and you turn right. I think it's down like 56. And it takes you to basically a four-way stop sign, and you go through it, and it takes you down to Oklahoma, and you can get to Gurdon and all that down through there.
Oklahoma.
But anyway, the guy that lives there.
What's his name?
Ricky.
Yeah.
The guy that lives there that builds the motors, he builds motors for dirt cars, not NASCAR, like I-32.
A little bit of difference.
Yeah, there is
I'm just saying, I'm not going to bash the guy, but, you know, like I-30 dirt cars and drag cars.
Yeah.
Good engine builder, but not NASCAR status.
There is a big difference between
dirt cars. Tea right there. See, I love me some dirt car racing. You find me at the track every weekend. Big difference between dirt car and NASCAR. It gets the stigma. You never been, you should try it.
If they got a demolition derby, I'll be there.
Fletcher
turns
Texas,
into it sometimes
Tamo.
With them Cajun drivers.
Tamo.
We get LSU fans up there, man. They'll tear some stuff up.
No.
Let it be known,
Frank
you know
Fletcher what? Said Tamo?
He said Tamo. That's an interesting name.